One of the interesting aspects about yesterday's highly contested Alabama Senate race was that the election was, at least in part, determined by black voters, especially black women. The demographic breakdown of the voters is telling. As for voters, for Democrat Doug Jones, 34% of white women voted for Jones, while 98% of black women did. The difference between white and black men in the vote overall was similar. 72% of white men voted for Republican Roy Moore, but just 6% of black men voted for that candidate. That's all according to the Washington Post exit poll. In a traditionally disenfranchised demographic and in a state with some of the strictest voter ID laws in the country, can the rest of the country extrapolate bigger lessons from the African-American turnout in Alabama? To hear more on that, I'm joined now by Cheryl Laird, an assistant professor of government and legal studies at Bowdoin College in Maine. Cheryl, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
How significant was the African-American vote in yesterday's special election?
Hugely significant. I think if we even see the aggregate numbers of a lot of the vote share that's going to Jones, when you disaggregate that, what you're going to find underneath there is that African-American voters are disproportionately driving the win that he was able to get there in Alabama.
Now, there was so much talk leading up to the election in the last week to 2 weeks about how Democrat Doug Jones really needed to boost African-American turnout. He needed those voters to show up and to vote for him, but mostly to show up. How do you think he was able to do that? Because clearly he got enough.
He did. And I think something to think about there is a lot of times politicians often make that statement, right? They'll say we need to get a particular demographic to turn out in high numbers, but don't often recognize the work that has to go into that. And I think this brings in a lot to think about targeted advertising and the need when you need a particular demographic to strongly turn out and be mobilized, not only work on the targeted advertising, the targeted efforts to get them to turn out, but what does that look like? And having a very good knowledge of what that is, or at least having consultants or people to inform you of what that would look like, is key. So from my read of what's gone on with the Jones campaign, they really did a lot of get out the vote efforts. They were very aware of the issues of voter suppression and the issues of voter ID laws within Alabama. They actively tried to counteract that. They targeted African-American voters the best that they could through black institutions or black media. They had endorsements and individuals who are prominent within the African-American politics come and speak in Alabama. They went to African-American churches, which is a very important space as well. And so their targeted efforts towards the black community were important in that they were very thoughtful about what would be needed to get that demographic to turn out, and that those appeals need to be framed in particular ways, right? The necessity of the election itself, why it is important to that particular community. And I think even in that demonstration, then that also sets Jones up for his term and his office as a senator to really understand the needs of that population that were able to help him get the office.
When you look at what matters most, you talked about some of sort of the nuts and bolts of campaigning, targeted get out the vote efforts, targeted messaging. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how much that matters relative to some of the more in front of the scenes, for lack of a better word. You know, former President Obama recorded a robocall. Doug Jones had Senator Cory Booker with him in Alabama over the last couple of days. How do those two aspects sort of play off each other? And is one maybe more or less important than the other?
I would say that in a lot of ways, actually, people often don't emphasize the grassroots aspect to this, but I think that that is a big important thing there, right? Because big officials like Cory Booker or President Obama can come in and serve as influencers and endorsements, but a lot of the information that communities, particularly those like African-American community in Alabama that has a long history, right, of slavery as well as segregation and practices that have very much isolated those communities, what influences a lot of their political behavior is partially these endorsements from officials and leaders that they know beyond the state or their locality. But a major influencer will be those individuals that are around them, their social networks. And so a lot of my research, along with my colleague and co-author Ishmael White at George Washington University, we are thinking a lot about political norms and norms of the community around electoral politics. and particularly partisanship and how much partisanship matters to African Americans and the Democratic bloc voting that we see them do. But that in fact, what we see is that this is being shaped very largely by Black institutions at the local level, so the Black churches. So I read a report talking about people coming to the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Alabama to speak about the issues, the pastor and reverend at that church openly discussing the election, places of text messaging campaigns being sent in localities to communities to inform them about what was going on, local organizations organizing like travel to the polls, right? So how do we like strategically plan to ensure that everybody gets there at the same time? So a lot of that would require then for grassroots organizations, local organizations to have a read and a feel of the community, because even then when people from outside those communities may be coming in to assist with the election, they don't know where to go.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We're unfortunately going to have to leave it there. That's Cheryl Laird, Assistant Professor of Government and Legal Studies at Bowdoin College. Cheryl, thank you.
Thank you. No problem.